from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now, here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
We're here, everybody. Chatterbox Video Game Radio. My name's Alon.
And my name's Ara.
And my name's Rich.
We do this here video game radio show on the air every week. Go to chatterboxgameshow.com to learn more about our show, to join in our live chat room. You can do that, too. While the show is live, you can really go into the chat room whenever you want. We just won't be there unless the show is live. So if you're listening on podcast, give it a shot next week. We want to talk about video game industry stuff. Now, as usual, Ara has a whole bunch of papers in front of him.
A few. Not the usual proliferation of papers.
I know that we got one.
But, you know, there's a couple things.
One angry-ish email?
Yeah. Maybe you think it's angry, and maybe Rich will think it's
angry.
Well,
when it starts off saying to tell me to screw off, that's pretty angry, I think.
No. There's no such. He cussed a few times. But.
So I don't know if any listeners remember. From weeks ago, we were talking about Mad World. We being Rich and I,
yes.
Who had tried Mad World out together.
And you guys said it is just lame-o-rama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boring as all get out.
Yeah. And then I said, are you sure you didn't just play it for a few minutes and then stop?
We played for like a couple hours between the two of us.
Okay. Well,
and then we Rich definitely played for a couple hours. Yeah. And I sat there bored doing other things. Now, in his defense, at least Rich never tried to tell me, it is what it is.
Well, okay. Well,
yes.
thank the Lord for that one, I think. But
I realized I'm never supposed to say that again.
What?
This week. It is what it is.
Well, you just did.
I hate you.
So anyway, one of our listeners, his name's Rom. Maybe it's Rom Emanuel. Maybe it's someone else named Rom. Sent us an email about this, and he pretty much said what was my concern, although you guys had dismissed it, but this guy apparently...
We dismiss a lot of your concerns.
Well, this is true, and this is why you shouldn't dismiss so much. And why don't I just read to you guys what he said?
I have a feeling I will dismiss the letter as well.
You can dismiss anything you want, but I think that he's got a little bit of credit. And maybe someone can call in. If they want to call in, they can... corroborate his viewpoint, or maybe another one about Mad World, and they can call us at 866-536-1100. Anyway, so Rom writes us, and he says, "Yo, Ara," you know, because he apparently said it to me, not you guys. "Ignore whatever Alon, Rin, and Rich told you about Mad World." Basically, he says that the difficulty spikes like crazy after a few levels. I guess he says around the later levels, right? And he also mentions that you guys didn't even notice how getting more points gets you bonus weapons, items, and lives. And he thought that was, quote, quite bad.
That's because it didn't get us bonus items.
I didn't notice that because it never made it apparent.
But the most inflammatory thing that he says, and I'd like you guys to address, is that it seems that Alon and Rich are becoming closer to IGN reviewers. In other words, passing two or three levels... sipping a cup of tea, and then moving on to the next game.
Well, we never said we were reviewing it. We were just saying we didn't like it at all.
Well,
from what
yes.
We
I mean, in your guys' defense, you know what? Like, you know, nothing we say on here is supposed to be any type of review or fair comments or even make logic sense or even should be, you know... comprehensible in the first place. I mean, we're just talking, so whatever.
If a person was paying me as a job to write reviews,
I'd play the game. No, you wouldn't.
At least I'd play the game as much as my boss would
tell me. No, I'm telling you right now, you wouldn't. You wouldn't because you'd get paid like 100 or 200 bucks for the review, and you start playing the game, and then you're like, after a few hours, you'd be like, F that.
Well,
I'm not going to be
like,
playing the game
this
much
like
for a couple
hundred
bucks. If my
job was to work for a company and they said you need to play these games and review it, and I was on some sort of salary rather than a per-review pay method, And if they said you have to play the whole game before you write the review,
you wouldn't do that either.
I think I would.
You'd be getting paid $30K. So
regardless, but if they said play 2 hours and write a review, I would do that.
Well, I see both sides of the token. We are in fact reviewing the game since we're giving our opinions on it.
Yeah.
But I certainly don't want these people to think that we're trying to review it in the style of IGN or any other review company. Because
that's right.
We're not providing a score. We're not telling you to go out and buy it.
We have
I am kind of telling you to not go out and buy it.
We have illusions of fairness and no illusions about giving you a complete picture either.
And I understand the argument saying, oh, well, you didn't play the whole game, so your opinion isn't valid. But, like, the way I see it is if the first 2 hours were so boring, I never wanted to play the game again. That game's a bad game.
Yeah, it as very binary, you see. I'm not telling you, well, here's the good, here's the bad, you take it all, and there you have
right.
the facts of games.
And that's kind of cute, and that's cool, but...
totally wasn't planning that. It just comes out.
No, that's why I think it's cute, but...
this ingeniousness just flows out of me.
Touche. It's very nicely executed. But, I mean, it's interesting because, right, you know, it's... Nothing that you're saying, Rich, is wrong. Like, you really can't argue with that. I mean,
Ara agrees with me.
I heard that. I totally heard it.
I mean, if I say, you know what? Like, I played this game and I gave it a certain amount of time and it didn't capture my attention that amount of time. You know what? Like, there's nothing wrong with expressing that, you know? But it's interesting because I find there's a lot of games, and maybe Mad World fits into this category, where, you know, since we're all such. Hardcore gamers, right? Or we're kind of embattled in, you know, gaming, and so we play games all the time, right? You know, our values are a little different from, I guess, like what, you know, maybe the mass market is, right? And so a lot of times I think we'll play a game where really the first like 3 or 4 or 5 levels are just stuff for us to skip over because we're well-versed in the video game vernacular, as it were. And really, in a lot of games, those stages are set up to basically just kind of like teach the player to get accustomed to the game. And they often assume very, very little. Actually, if they're well-designed, they usually assume very little about the player's knowledge about how to do things. And so they're really, really easy, you know? And... It's I don't know, maybe even so in the older games, right? In some of the more old school games, there's several levels that you'd go through that they're just trivial to you, right? And the game doesn't get interesting to you until you've passed, you know, so many levels. And then you're like, okay, this is cool. And it's kind of funny because if you give up before that hump, right? Then maybe you just dismiss the game outright. And you wouldn't be wrong in doing that because...
But the hump can't be that big.
Well, that's the thing. The hump can be of different sizes, right? And so I guess everyone's kind of like threshold is in a different place.
But even if it's a really good game, or at least a game that I would enjoy playing, early on there's usually some inkling of even when you're learning the tutorial or whatever it might be, there might be something there that I think... Hey, that thing should be fun, and I'm going to keep playing to find out if it gets more fun. But like when you play a game, for me, Mad World, when I play for 2 hours and I go through all of these actions and I don't have any fun and there's nothing there that presents itself as being fun to me, the game just hasn't...
Right, and that's fair. And it's just fair to say. But you could be missing out on the most wonderful jewel... of gameplay buried in the mountains of boredom.
Doubt it, unless the game completely changes.
No, and that's, of course, someone could bury some good gameplay deep inside a game, but that's pretty dumb.
Bad.
It's happened. Some of the greatest games have done that. Not to say that it's the best thing to do all the time.
Yeah.
But they have. In Gran Turismo 3, after you play the game for 50 hours, you got the formula car... which had handling characteristics and speed that was like echelons above any other car in the game. It turned into a completely different game. Like, that was amazing. Like, the whole moment in, you know, Castlevania Symphony of the Night when you discover the upside-down castle, right? Totally rocks your world. What's going on
here?
It only
rocks your world because you've been playing it right side up.
The upside-down castle wouldn't be as amazing if you didn't play it through... Right,
exactly.
Well, of course.
Like that's. I
no,
mean,
but I'm just giving you examples.
Because the initial game is really good, then the upside down castle is like, oh, this is awesome.
Right.
Like
but,
it wouldn't be cool without.
But conversely, right? even when I remember when I first started playing Castlevania Symphony of the Night, right? My reaction was, wow, this is a lot lamer than I thought it would be. No, seriously. I was really, I hate using this word, but I'm going to do it. I was really underwhelmed. And I remember that very fact that I was like, I was kind of like, I'm very introspective kind of person. So I was thinking to myself, like, what is this game not giving me that I want from it? Right? Because I really could not find any fault with it. But at the same time, I was like, wow, the beginning of this game is kind of boring, and I really had to invest like 5-10 hours into the game before it really like started to grab a hold of me and I really started to get interested, And so, hey, the hump's going to be different for everybody.
Well,
I guess.
What I've been trying to say before was that when I discuss a game here, it's very much binary, like I said. Like, if it doesn't draw me in and make me want to play it, it loses the battle of its attempt to gain my attention. So that's what Mad World did.
Right.
I have a feeling this is the kind of guy who really enjoyed Barney when he was a kid, watching the same episode
well,
of Barney.
Well, it's possible.
Over and over and over.
Rom, you're more than welcome to call in and give us some more direct feedback and maybe clarify your position there.
He can certainly email.
Or you can send us an email again.
We're glad that he chose to share his thoughts with us.
Yes, as always, we always appreciate the emails.
I really doubt that what he's saying is true, that it actually gets that much better.
Well, this is the whole thing, right? Back to like grade school, like, oh, this game is awesome. No, it's a piece of crap.
No, but here's the thing. This game was interesting. It was interesting for the first 2 minutes as you're like, oh, I can totally shove a spike through his head. I can put tires around him. It's great. And then you realize that that's all you do. Like, you don't use those skills to accomplish anything. It's just hitting guys.
Yeah.
And so when you learn how to do something, it should be helpful for some reason. And it wasn't. So if they introduce something new, some new way to kill some guy, that's 10 seconds of new excitement and then another 3 hours of boredom because you don't actually use that skill for anything. So the game would continually be boring with tiny, tiny little spikes, no pun intended, of interest. All right, it's break time. We'll be right back.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
Back, it's Chatterbox Video Game Radio, starring your drummer Alon.
I air drum for guitar parts.
It's all good.
Yeah,
it's a lot more kinesthetic than the air guitar.
I love this music. People say we should have different bumper music, but I don't know why.
Well, it's I think they get bored of it, and it's kind of nice to mix it up. And I mean, it's good bumper music. Don't get me wrong.
I like it. People have even submitted stuff, and I don't know if we've either actually bothered to listen to it.
Well, I have.
Aha! I'm in chat.
Oh, congratulations.
Finally.
All right, so before we move on and talk about some other things, I'm going to remind our listeners, as always, to check out uat.edu. That's the website for the University of Advancing Technology. We love them because they keep us in business. So go check them out. Meanwhile, while we're doing the show, I'm checking out the HD trailer for Demon's Soul on the PS3, which someone recently told me is supposed to be the next big game, best game ever made.
So this is funny because it's from Software. But
yes.
Before I get into that, I just want to make a quick announcement. So on the last segment, right, last 15 minutes of the show, we're going to do our quiz that we started last week. And we're going to do a new quiz. And here's how it works, right? If we get a caller to call in, then you're going to be asked to join us on the quiz. And if we don't...
Just like Rich and I.
Right. And if we don't, then I'm going to have to make Rich and Alon the subjects of the quiz.
You know what we never did? You remember weeks ago when we promised people we would like pick someone and give them a copy of Red Star if we got 100 reviews for it on Amazon?
Yeah. Do we have 100 reviews?
I don't even know how to check. I'll have to find it Amazon.
We'll see if that happens.
I'll hunt it down because usually we forget to do stuff week after week.
But our dear listeners will... I'll tell you that it's going to be about Wii games, the quiz coming up.
Wii games.
Yes. So
okay.
Those knowledgeable in Wii games should call in. 866-536-1100.
Yes, do that. In the meantime, I'm going to look for Red Star.
Okay, so From Software. From Software is really funny because...
They do stuff.
They make... Okay.
They made that really bad game on the PS2 that you thought was awesome, right?
Well, they're really hit or miss. And
King's Field is what I'm talking about.
King's Field.
Horrible.
Is people like to make fun of King's Field. King's Field is kind of like that retarded kid who like sat on the bus in the way back.
All right,
that, like,
interrupting cow says moo. Found the red star on Amazon. Guess how many reviews we have?
12.
We had 12 before.
Oh, okay.
Guess how many we have now?
15.
12.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was a nice try.
Apparently, our listeners are
don't want red
lazier
star.
Than we ever thought.
Okay.
Like,
so
we thought we could rally
come
the
on,
listeners.
Guys. Come on.
Like, I have the stats for the show. I know, against all common sense, that people actually listen to this program. I know that there's a significant number of people who listen to the show.
Just
but
nobody wants the red star, I guess.
Do you remember when I gave you stuff on the show when you were a listener?
Yeah, I do.
Like, you were like, oh, I'll call, and oh, you won, right? Well,
like,
I've offered to give
DDR
stuff away.
Pads, and it was awesome.
I've tried to give stuff away on the show, and people just don't want it. They don't realize how easy it is to win at radio contests.
Some people don't want stuff. Some people would rather just go and print out some free chicken coupons or something.
It's strange to me that some guy would be upset over my faux review of Mad World, but we can't motivate people to go onto Amazon for 3 seconds and write some BS, this game is awesome.
Hell hath no fury like a gamer reading a differing opinion, okay?
Are none of FromSoftware's game multi-platform? That seems weird.
No, I don't think they are. But let me get to my point about FromSoftware. Okay, so going back to my retarded kid analogy, okay?
Always good analogy.
FromSoftware is like the retarded kid that nobody associates with, but then every once in a while, he would, like, bring a toy to school that's, like, the coolest thing ever. And cooler than anything you could imagine. Like, I don't know, like a flame sword from the Middle Ages or something. Which also could get you
kicked
out of
school. Is this a real story?
No, this is an analogy. This is something made up.
Analogy should move by way quicker.
An anecdote. Well, you know, I didn't get interrupted usually. But anyway. So, yeah. So I think they're really hit or miss. Now, everyone likes to make fun of King's Field. That's just because they just don't have the appreciation for the beauty of that game. And also,
it kind of sucked.
Also, I mean, it's very inaccessible. I'll make no qualms about that. They do some things in it that I think they do on purpose, just I don't know why. I think just to piss off most people that don't have the guts to go through the game. Like, they always love putting something right in the beginning of the game that'll just kill you right off the bat.
Okay.
So, love doing that. I don't know. It weeds out all the suckers, I guess. I don't know really why they do that. They really shouldn't have to. But, no, there's some, especially King's Field 4, there were just absolutely some beautiful things in that game. And they do some beautiful things FromSoftware does every once in a while. But they also, they're just really hit or miss, right? And so they also make like these very just like generified, like that last one, what was it?
Generified?
Yeah, it's totally like that ninja
awesome.
Game, that last ninja game that they made.
Ninja Blade,
right, okay.
Like, so Ninja Gaiden, but easier.
Right, so if the title is not generic enough for you, right? You know what? I mean, I'll admit it. I didn't bother to play more than 5-10 minutes of it. Because the first 8 minutes was this ridiculous QuickTime event type sequence.
QuickTime
event? Right, like in Shenmue, where it's like, oh, you gotta press the button. Yeah,
press X.
God of War.
Okay.
Right? And I'm just like so over this. I was over it the first time it happened 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's weird.
And
that was so last week.
And it was so last week. And then like I finally get into the main game. Right, and it's just got this ridiculous camera, and it just seemed so derivative of other popular games, and it just seemed so transparent that they were like, we must make game to make a lot of money, so let us take these things from other popular games and make a game out of it.
So do you think that King's Field kind of earned them enough credit with you that you'll try all of their games just to give them that benefit of the doubt?
Yeah, and it's like the battered wife, like going back to, you know, like her husband
who
beats her all the time.
They came out with a lot of really different games.
So, no, they do a lot of crazy stuff. And
for some reason, I keep wanting to think that they made Deception, but that was Tecmo.
No, like, that's Tecmo. I mean, they made another one. They made another series that's like King's Field that's called Shadow Tower, which...
That sounds awesome.
Which no, I mean, like, it had some cool things in it, but it was so excruciatingly, bone-crushingly hard, right, that this is like... It's like instead of you being like the battered wife going and getting beat up by your husband, this is the husband seeking you out and just beating the crap out of you.
Okay.
It's no good.
So some things that I want to talk about, I think we might have to wait till after the break to really get into this. But I've talked about in the past how I've tried to listen to other video game podcasts, other shows.
Yeah.
Right? Now, of course, we do a radio show here, so maybe that's why we're better than the podcast. I don't really think the medium has much to do with it, but I try to listen to other video game podcasts, and they usually suck harder than anything else I've ever listened to. So I decided, well, I've got all this time driving to work and back every day. Maybe I'll listen to some other podcasts. And I just started looking at the technology group, not the games. I'm going to give up games and move on to something else. And
The technology podcast.
Yeah. You know, more geekerific.
Like This Week in Tech, or?
I ended up getting This Week in Tech. Now, okay. I didn't realize it was even Leo Laporte.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just like, oh, okay. I think I've heard of that before, so I'll get it.
So that guy's all right, but I mean, like, honestly, kind of boring. I mean, come on.
Well,
I don't really like
a little bit monotonous, but. Or monotone.
I mean, I'm no radio dynamo here. Don't get me wrong, but Leo Laporte, he's no Bill Handel.
He's good at his craft. I'll leave it at that. He's a good technology guy. And he knows his stuff, and he has some good opinions. And he has other people on the show who occasionally have valid opinions. So I'm listening to this podcast, this Week in Tech, Twit, and they start somehow getting on the subject of OnLive. And we have talked about OnLive in the past, but they touched on something that for some reason made me sort of like extrapolate to the future. The concept of full digital distribution, dumb terminal style gaming, you know, where we might see ourselves in 20 years might be pushing it, 30 years maybe. I don't know. I mean, over the last 20 years, games have really evolved in terms of their hardware. And their methods.
Yeah, I mean, we had an NES 20 years ago.
But I wonder, like, are we going to see the same leap in the next 20 years? I don't think so.
Definitely.
I think the progression may be slower, actually.
I completely disagree with that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm
disagreeing that technology won't continue to grow as fast as it has over the past 20 years.
Not necessarily technology, but...
Well, I'm just saying video games...
Gaming methodologies.
Yeah, I mean, maybe gameplay... the technology of video games will... continue to grow as fast as it has over the past 20 years. I believe that.
It's hard because one part of me says they went from nothing to these amazing leaps year after year of technology.
Well, look,
but now it's just incremental leaps.
Well, the leaps technologically are huge, but perceptibly they've become incremental.
That's a good point. All right, so this is going to move into another discussion about the future of gaming and distribution, and we'll get to that in a second. Stay tuned.
It's me, Mario. You're listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. It's a number one. Woohoo!
Don't you hate that?
Hate what?
When you see a trailer or something for a game and there's no gameplay. That's great. I've watched...
Perhaps it's all gameplay and it just all looks really, really good because it's on the PS3.
Well, I guess. But am I...
We're talking about Demon's Soul, by the way, which is something we mentioned earlier.
Like, I want to see what the game looks like. I've seen graphics millions of times. I've seen a soldier walking through a battlefield killing stuff. Okay, that's great. There's so many intros and so many trailers for games that just bore me to tears because it just looks like the same S over and over
again. I don't want to see video footage. Video footage of gameplay would be fine, but not of just in-game videos.
I want to know what the game looks like.
It's a fine line because, I mean, you want to see something that can be unique from that game.
It's not
but
a
like,
fine line.
I don't want to watch 5 minutes of a person playing a game, like literally, because a lot of times when like game shows and stuff like that just puts video of a person playing, it's boring to watch a person play a game.
Not if it's not a boring game.
Even if it's a fun game. Even if it's a good game.
No, come on.
I'm saying like if it's clipped together in a way showing bits and whatever of a game that they're trying to show, some of it might be gameplay, some of it might not be gameplay. I think that's a combination. But I don't want to watch 5 minutes of a person playing a game.
I would rather watch that than some snoozerama trailer.
Because I mean, even
just with some random graphics that honestly they just have nothing to do with the game at all.
Exactly. Now, before we went to break, we were talking about something a little bit different. This is our little rant about the HD trailer we were watching for Demon's Soul.
I just had to butt in.
But getting back to this, so I was listening to the Twit podcast with Leo Laporte and his visitors, I guess, for the show, which were quite evidently on the phone, which hurt their audio quality. I hate doing phoners. Anyway.
Yeah. Doesn't bother Leo Laporte.
No, but it's funny as a person who's on the radio, you can sort of tell the trouble that they're dealing with. People speaking over each other, which we managed to do well in the same studio. it's harder on the phone, and it also sounds like crap. Different people at different levels. And anyway, that's why we have a sound guy. I don't want to manage that stuff on my own. I don't know if Leo does this from his house, but getting back to the content of the show, they started talking about On Live, and we have talked about On Live, and I don't want to harp on On Live in particular. He seemed to have more faith in it than we did, by the way. But it got me thinking.
Weird.
Down the road. Right. Do we think that this could actually be a viable method of gameplay? Like, there's always discussion of there will be no more game consoles, right? Or there'll only be one game console or something like that. Like, do you ever envision a time when we'll be playing games only through some sort of video portal and we won't have the machine in front of us? Do you think there's an advantage to that? Is it solely a disadvantage? Do you like the idea of completely digital distribution?
I like digital distribution. I mean, I love Steam, but obviously I'm still playing the games on a local machine. I mean, they're giving it to me, I'm installing it, and then I'll play it. I think something similar to On Live, where they're giving you the game through whatever portal, whether it be a browser or its own standalone program, and you can play whatever game on pretty much any computer that can play video. I think it's good for a specific market. I mean, there's a certain market that playing games, you know, they don't want to spend $400 or $500 on a console, and they can get a similar experience cheaper on their own home computer. But I think there's also going to be a market for buying consoles or buying high-end computers.
See, there's a lot of different factors here. Do you play the game locally? Do you play the game? Do you buy the game like as a physical medium, like a disc, right, or a cartridge or something? And then there's also just the concept of having access to a library of games that aren't necessarily yours, but you always have access to. And there have been examples of this in the past.
Or until the company goes bankrupt.
Yeah. That too.
Or
right?
retires the game.
But you know, it may just be subscription based in the future.
GameTap though is like a subscription where you can get games and then
and more consumer level. Ideas have existed in the past. I mean, you may be too young for this, but Ara, did you have the Sega Channel?
I know what that is. But I know what it is.
No, I did not have the Sega Channel.
So I never actually used the Sega Channel, but a friend of mine
Nintendo
had the Sega Channel.
Similar.
Not really.
Yeah,
in America, no.
Well, maybe not in America. I know at least in Japan they had a thing with Zelda where you could download Zelda levels and stuff like that. I mean, it was
in Japan. Nintendo did some stuff over modem, right? But Sega Channel was actually through your cable company, which at the time was crazy. There was no internet, right, for most people to use. Right?
Yeah,
ARPANET happened a long time ago, but there was no real internet. we weren't checking websites. We weren't using whatever Prodigy, right? Sega Channel was there, and you could play whatever game you wanted. Now, technically, it was downloaded to a memory cartridge in the Sega Genesis, but you had this library of games, and you paid a subscription fee, and things were delivered to you digitally. So it covers two of these concepts, right? It could very easily have not used a memory cartridge and just delivered the video, not easily in terms of technology, but in terms of consumer use, right? It wouldn't have mattered if you had the Genesis there or if you just plugged your controller into a tiny thing that fed the controller input to another server. So I'm wondering down the road, like Microsoft's, I'm sure, thinking about a new console, although we haven't really heard much about it. Sony's talked about how their PlayStation 3 is supposed to last for 10 years, even though, like you and I, Rich, were talking about a couple days ago, it's silly because they have 256 megs of RAM in that thing, which is already not enough, and they want to hold it for another 6 years. PS3? Oh,
yeah.
F-video, whatever.
But still,
it's still not
ridiculous.
Enough, right?
It's ridiculous.
The fact that you can buy a gig or 2 gigs for like $10 now retail.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny that they boast so much, oh, the Blu-ray, super high capacity. I'm like, but your RAM is pitiful. Like, you can load whatever you want on a Blu-ray, but you can't load it into RAM because there's not enough space for it.
Can we not have that discussion?
I'm sorry.
You can always not have enough.
Okay. So down the road, like, do you think Sony will even make another system? Do you think they'll only make a distribution method? I think they want to try to do that.
I think they want to try to do that because it helps them corner the market and to cut out the middlemen.
It also reduces the privacy concerns.
Right.
Like the retail drop in pricing and lack of control. So let's picture this universe. Like back in the 70s, people thought by the year 2000 we'll have flying cars. So let's look into that future ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you truly expect that you'll be buying a game at a store anymore?
I wish I could.
Because you like it, right?
Because I like it.
I do too.
In fact, it was, you know, as you were talking, I'm thinking to myself, and I'm thinking that, you know what, like, I'll pay for something where I don't get something physical, right? And I just get even, like, so the so-called license to play.
But only because you have to.
But only, but not only, A, only because I have to, and B, I am willing only to pay far, far less for that product.
Really?
Yeah, then if I get something physical, I think I'm willing to pay a lot more than if it's just some kind of ethereal, you know,
because
EULA
you could sell it in the future, right?
Because I can sell it because I know that it's not going away, because I know that I can keep it in my closet, and then 8 years later, if it's a flippin' awesome game, I can still play it and enjoy it, which I do to some of my old games.
If your optical drive still functions.
And, you know, I mean, there's some considerations like that. But, I mean, there's just something we said for having the physical product. But I think that it's, if the console manufacturers have a say, I think that they would want to try and phase all that stuff out. Because it's only a problem for them. Like, what advantage do they have over retail distribution? It's just a bunch of middlemen in the way, right?
Yeah, I'm with you. And it scares me. Like, I think about it 30 years down the road or whatever. And it'll be, like, on one hand, the convenience is certainly there. And I think to myself, okay, how often do I really break out those old games? And at this point, they've started to cater to that too, right? If you've got the Wii, you can play a bunch of old games, totally legit.
Yeah, just buy them again.
Yeah, well, I mean, that bothers me. But also, theoretically, if you're playing through this OnLive system, right, you don't ever have to buy new hardware. You have some conduit for transmitting your video. You might buy a new controller or something, but for the most part, like, they handle the infrastructure, they handle the hardware, and you could have this more fluid increase in technology without having to just have these steps like we have every 5 years right now. You go from Super Nintendo to, you know, PlayStation.
Right,
to PlayStation
2. The PC market has essentially been, you know, a representative of that kind of fluid progression.
Who plays PC games?
A lot of people.
Well, okay,
12 million
exactly.
People play WoW alone.
And that's about it. So, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I mean, I think that OnLive stuff, whether it's OnLive or not, that form of gaming, I think that they really need to perfect the quality of that technology, which they haven't. And so I think that it'll be kind of like okay for mass market and non-serious gaming, which admittedly is the larger market by far, as it is now. But, you know, if they want to improve, the compression that you see, I mean, you can see the compression on the image that you're getting.
Well, yeah, but I mean, think into the future, right? Is the only limitation on making this possibility just bandwidth?
The ability of what we're able to render on a local machine and display on a screen is at point A, and then the amount of data you can send to a computer 100 miles away without lag is behind that. I mean, you're not going to be able to display the same image in real time. So, I mean, there's always going to be a demand for the highest quality image imaginable, and then about half of that, or 80%, or whatever it might be.
What if the digital distribution centers are actually all over the country?
It still will be a point where if our hardware can, I don't know, it's still going to be a difference.
All right, it's break time. We'll be back.
And we're back. We're back to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. And we're at the final segment already.
We promised that we would do a quiz.
That's right, and we're going to deliver on that promise.
But only after I remind everyone about our fantastic sponsor, UAT, the University of Advancing Technology, and their website, uat.edu. Now, we wanted to do a quiz, and this is a quiz about Wii stuff.
That's right. So nobody called in, so that's cool. Too bad for you guys.
That's what happens when we run a show at midnight.
Hey, it's all good.
Okay.
So maybe next week. Actually, we will announce another quiz next week. And if you want to join in the fun, then you're more than welcome to. But for now, you guys are going to be my guinea pigs. You guys are going to be my test subjects. And
I wish I knew what sound a guinea pig made.
So, well, it doesn't say moo, that's for sure. So, excellent.
That was a really creepy
sound. I thought that was
sound.
Like an African tribesman or like some
isn't
kind of
alien, guinea pig?
Alien predator sound or something.
So, quiz!
Something. So here's how we're going to play it. Now, I have here the list of the top 10 most played Wii games as of May 1st this year, all right? And to make it a little bit easier on you guys, right, I'm going to say, let's see if you guys can guess any five of the top 10.
So you're saying top 10
okay.
played?
Top 10 games?
Most played Wii
most
games.
Most played?
Yes.
Based,
Wii
based
Sports.
On whose measurements?
This is actually based on the Wii Nintendo channel.
Okay, Wii Sports.
Okay, that is correct. We've okay. got one.
Thing but that means there's obvious. More of that game than anything else.
Well, it's because it's the only game people play.
Since May
1st, Wii
Sports
is actually... Yes, yes, thank you.
What number is it?
It's actually number 8.
Okay.
Number 8.
Cool. Super Mario Smash Kart. Bros. Super Smash Bros.
And Mario
Super
Kart.
Super Smash Brothers is number 1. Very yeah. nice.
Is Mario, Mario Kart, he said?
And Mario Kart. Let's see. Mario Kart...
I don't think
no,
so.
No, no Mario.
Now,
Kart.
You nice. Gotta, is this including WiiWare and disc games and channels
this,
or
this
just...
looks like it's just retail copies, just okay. regular Wii. So you guys got 2 out of 10.
I might.
So we got Wii
I might
Sports,
have to say Wii
Smash
Fit.
Brothers and Mario Kart's not on there.
Mario Kart is not.
I might have to throw out Wii Fit in there. Wii
no,
to see
not,
that.
Not nearly enough people bought that.
No, no. Come on, okay. guys. You guys are 2 for 2 now. Actually, 2 for 4.
Is there
four.
A Pokemon
Animal
game
Planet,
out yet?
Planet, or not Animal Planet.
Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing, yes!
I'm an idiot.
Animal Crossing is number 3.
Planet. Where did I get Planet from?
So we've got number 1 and number 3.
You got number 1, number 3, and number 8. So right. I think you guys can do much better. You got 2 more to go.
Is there...
We have a caller!
Oh!
All right, maybe our
they
caller
can
help
rest.
Us out.
Really?
Hello?
Hello, Daniel.
Hello, caller.
How you doing, guys?
What's happening?
Not a thing. I think I'm pretty far behind you on the feed here, but if you'll give me the question, I'll try to catch up.
All right. So we're
most played Wii games
and
since May, retail only.
Not since yeah. May, as of well, May 1st.
And
oh,
we already
right.
have,
yes,
we already
up
have
to May 1st.
What do we have? Animal Crossing, Wii Sports, and Super Smash Bros.
So I got to revise. This is most played since the inception of the system to May 1st.
Yes.
Okay, so that's it can't right. be a new game.
Well,
what's the name of that game that a free remote comes with?
Ooh.
We okay. Play.
Did you already name that one?
Well,
we haven't yet.
No, and no, and you have to know the name of the game you're talking about.
So Wii Sports was
so much,
Wii Sports was on there. It was number 8.
Right.
Super Smash Brothers
1.
We got number 1, and
number
we've
one.
Got
Mario
Animal
Kart.
Crossing City Folk. No, and
oh,
Mario
Animal
Kart is
Crossing.
Not correct.
Really?
Yeah, I guessed Mario Kart, so I can feel the pain there.
So, come on, there's 7 more items on the
Metroid
board here.
Metroid Prime 3.
Come on, let the caller guess.
I gotta guess.
Well, man, I don't even play the Wii, man. I play real games.
Didn't you call in to participate in this?
Is Metroid Prime 3 in there?
All right, we're gonna give you one more chance.
The people in the chat are screaming Zelda.
Oh.
And Carnival Games, actually.
Zelda is correct!
Yeah.
Zelda's number 4. Thank you, chat rumors.
But no boom blocks.
All right, no boom blocks.
That's upsetting, but I didn't expect that.
Come on, there's.
Uh-oh.
We've
Am
got
I getting
six.
Off the island here?
You've got 6 more.
I'll give you one more try. If you can get any one of the remaining six.
Think really hard.
Is that a clue?
No.
Are you getting a clue? I'm
no,
totally getting
a clue. No, it's not
a clue
either. Otherwise, it'd be a pornographic game, and we know that those aren't on the Wii.
So. Oh, I'm just gonna throw it in. Just, what was the name of that? All right.
Oh
I'm
boy.
I won't give it away. I don't want you guys.
Now hold on,
to
hold on.
Either.
I'll tell you what slots are open now. Number 2 game has not been guessed, and the number 4,
5, and 6
games have not been guessed.
What? I thought you said 4 was.
It doesn't really matter, does it?
I'm sorry, 5, 6, 7, and 9.
9 and
Let's
10.
Let's see.
And 10.
Do I have any Wii games in this scene? Oh, look, I do. No, it's not that one. That
well, if you can't guess, you just look at what games you have, and it's probably what it
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm just going to throw out the game that I'm probably
going to
trade
chance.
In for Infamous.
Choose carefully.
Super Paper Mario.
Super Paper Mario, he says. I don't think
no,
so.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You can guess Mario game.
Right.
You should go with
care,
Galaxy.
We'll
all
right,
thanks
week.
A lot, dude.
All right, thanks for calling.
Okay, can our chat room help us out on the last one?
Just, I don't know.
I'm just asking for 5 out of 10.
Carnival
here, guys.
Games was one that I've seen mentioned a couple
Hell
times.
Hell no, Carnival Games.
Is
Tales of
Mario
Symphonia?
Galaxy? Mario Galaxy.
Wait,
on
who
there?
Said Tales of Symphonia?
What up, G? Said Tales of
what
Symphonia.
What up, G? That's number 10.
That
what up,
can't
G?
Be right.
That's right, Tales of
really?
Symphonia. Yeah.
How can that be right?
That game?
That game, yes.
And then right. somebody just says, some Mario game. Ironically, we haven't. None of the Mario games have been listed.
Well, unless you count Smash Brothers. But
yeah.
All right,
that doesn't count.
So the rest of the list is Guitar Hero 3 was number 2.
Oh, somebody said
crap.
That in chat.
Nobody mentioned that. Number 5 was Fire Emblem.
Someone
Fire
says,
Emblem.
Mario, insert favorite casual activity here.
Yeah.
Fire
okay.
Emblem?
Okay, yes.
Mario
That's
Cooking.
That's weird.
Mario
now,
Flatulating.
This isn't sales. This is played.
Playtime, yeah.
Yeah. And number
I guess
6 was Harvest Moon, actually. Number 7...
I do not
okay.
know what sound effect that is.
Apparently it gets the robots in the factory very excited. The next one was Lego Star Wars.
Someone guessed Lego Star Wars in the chat.
Yeah.
And,
somebody said Harvest Moon.
And the number,
Moon and
number
Fire
9
Moon.
Was actually Call of Duty World at War.
Really?
Okay.
So.
Okay. Not as expected, but
well,
okay.
So that leaves us now with a few minutes.
Cool.
And my favorite topic of the hour.
What?
It's a little game we like to call Rayplay.
Rayplay or Rapplay?
Which is...
Seriously, now. That's just getting crazy.
Which is either a play on the words rape and play, or a play on the words rape and lay. But
well,
either
it's spelled rape-lay.
Either
so.
Way.
I'm pretty sure it's rape-lay.
Either way.
Because
it's,
you're raping people in the
yes,
game, right?
Yes, it's a game about raping. And
yes.
Of course it's Japanese. And this, I'm going to just describe the cover to you guys, because this is just really the most hilarious thing about this story.
The cover is fantastic.
The cover is
yeah.
just this camera focused on these two girls in a subway. Of course they're in a subway. It's in Japan. And
they're scantily clad.
They're scantily
right?
clad. They're both looking at the camera with concern,
but sort of grabbing each other.
And they are grabbing each other. One woman's head is nestled firmly within the bosom of the other.
Hot.
And one of them looks far more concerned than the other. And the best part, the kicker here, is that you've got two tanned hands with this grasping sort of grip.
Dude, all you see is the hands.
All you see is the hands.
Oh,
one on each side. So it's as if you're the guy with the hands, you're looking at this scene, and your hands are in the poster.
Right. And so presumably in Rayplay, you, with both hands, grab a woman, and I guess you rape them or something. Anyway, this is funny because the game came out actually in 2006, and nobody noticed.
Dude, this is such old school.
And now people noticed. And now, just this year...
It was on Amazon.
I mean,
yes.
it's pretty standard Japanese hentai game, right?
No, I don't know
Except
about
it's
that.
On the Wii.
I don't know. I don't know anything about the game, okay?
Well, I can't
Other
imagine...
Other than it's called Rayplay.
I can't imagine it's much more extreme than what the standard
I don't
Japanese
know.
Hentai
they do,
game
they do,
is.
They do some pretty crazy stuff. I don't know what this is, but... yeah, apparently just recently, like this year, it's been... There's this big controversy, like, oh, we didn't realize the game about rape's been out for 2 years. And so, apparently, there's this huge stink, and the company, actually, in fact, was forced because of all the bad press. Even though, believe it or not, the game was released legitimately, completely legally in Japan.
Yeah.
You
well,
can
it,
have rape
It
play
brings up a better question
Japan.
For me. How is it that the stores selling these games didn't know what they were selling?
I don't know. It just kind of, I don't know. It just kind of goes to show you that... Once there's kind of like this mob mentality about everyone's talking about something, then things are noticed and things happen.
Someone asked if Rayplay uses the Wii remote. And, you know, it's PC only, but they could have integrated the Wii remote.
It's a PC game, but, you know, I don't know. As a consolation to our chat rumor, there are blood droplets in the logo for the game. So even though you don't play with the Wii. So
What would blood and we have to do with each
Nothing.
Other?
Nothing. It's a non sequitur. I'm trying to be...
Okay.
I'm trying to be weird funny, all right?
Excellent. So, yeah, that is mildly interesting to me. And, of course, now that they've taken it out of the shells, I'm going to have to get Rich to find it on the internet so we can play this Rayplay
yes.
game.
Yes, and so just for your edification, everybody, the game maker is called Illusion.
And, so it's my job to
and,
be
and the company
this game?
Spokes yes. and the company
I'm not
spokesperson.
Risk myself.
Here's the best part. The company spokesperson, here's a quote. He said, "We are simply bewildered by the move. We make games for the domestic market and abide by laws here. We cannot possibly comment on the campaign because we don't sell them overseas." So apparently they are also kind of shocked that, oh, there's a big deal about this game about rape. But to their credit, there's a lot of weird S in Japan that's far weirder than this and far more macabre. And even without knowing what this is about, I can say that that's just how weird it is over there.
That's just how they roll. Have you ever been to Japan?
So no, I really wish I could go.
None of us have been. It's really weird. You would think that we would all have like flocked there in our childhood.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's all about that whole being cheap thing, you know?
Yeah. Cheapy D's over there.
Yeah, he is.
He runs one of the good podcasts, right?
Yeah, he does.
I actually don't know if I agree with that, but whatever.
His voice is so low and sensual.
Yes, it's soothing.
It is. I can just listen to it all day. All
right. Well, we're going to go to E3 soon. We, of course, being just me and some people who
Cheapy's gonna be
are
there.
Not in this room right now.
Shake his hand for me.
I will try. Yeah, so that's going to be a good time. If you have anything that you want us to do while we're there, let us know. Check out Golgatron.com to see the site that we're building. We'll be covering stuff at E3 for that website, Golgatron.com. And if anyone wants to help me sew up a Golgabit dinosaur, let me know, because I'm not that good of a seamstress or seamster, whatever it would be called. All right, game over this week, guys. We'll be back next time.
Good night, guys.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your bass are belong to us.